In today's programme, Luis Hidalgo asks if we're about to experience a revolution in driving as electric cars become ever more popular.
They said it was coming in the 1980s. They said it was coming in the 1990s. Now we're in the next century. We're all worried about global warming. So has the electric car's time finally arrived? Some governments think so, and some car makers, and some journalists too.
Now, this is the one I've been waiting for all day. This is the Tesla Roadster Sports Signature 250. Goes up to 125 miles an hour, and I'm going to see if it does.
A BBC colleague, Jason Palmer, test drove the first high-performance electric sports car. Sleek, fast, and definitely not boring.
So, one of the great things about electric cars is that all of the power is available just as soon as you put your foot down, and there is no better car here today to test that. And I'm going to put my foot down. Nothing short of amazing. The most acceleration I think I've ever felt in my life, and worth every penny.
The Tesla does cost a lot of pennies, about $150,000 US, in fact. But that's not the point, says environmental writer Chris Goodall. The point is that the Tesla shows consumers and car makers what's possible.
This isn't necessarily what the future is going to be about. This is an extremely fast, very rapid acceleration sports car which costs over $100,000. It's completely wrong for the mass market. Nevertheless, it got rid of one important prejudice that we all had, which is an electric car was going to be slow, ponderous, and uncomfortable. The Tesla isn't like that. It may not work financially, I hope it does, but it may not. But nevertheless, it's shown the world's manufacturers just what can be done with electric-powered vehicles.
And car manufacturers certainly are taking them more seriously. At the world's largest car industry fair, the Frankfurt Motor Show in September, many of the major car manufacturers had some kind of electric city car on display.
Hydrogen cars were conspicuous by their absence, and there was a raft of electric cars which were looking increasingly credible with increasingly strident claims.
Auto industry journalist Quentin Wilson.
I think every car manufacturer I talk to is deeply, deeply serious about this and knows that the first to market with a viable, attractive, low-cost electric car will inherit the market instantly, because it is a medium to long-term solution to both the cost and the difficulty of fueling up with fossil fuels.
Car manufacturers and governments know they have to come up with alternatives to the internal combustion engine, Quentin Wilson says. Not just because they have to cut carbon emissions, but because the era of cheap oil is over.
And that apocalyptic vision of $200 a barrel that Goldman Sachs said 3 years ago, that could be a reality. This can't carry on. So this is the main force that is propelling this huge, huge initiative both here and in America.
The main problem with electric cars are the batteries. They're big, and in the new electric Mini Cooper, for example, take up much of the rear seat. And they need recharging after about 100 miles. That's 160 kilometres, not far in a country like America. The latest battery technology, lithium ion, is promising. But Brett Smith from the Centre for Automotive Research in the US state of Michigan doesn't believe it's there yet.
Lithium ion looks like a good bet to be a possibility in the coming decade. It is definitely not the answer right now. That's important to understand. It's a developmental technology. As we get the first, the second generation, and even to the third generation of lithium ion, we may get a whole lot closer than we are right now.
And the other big problem is they might be cheap to run, but batteries are expensive to buy.
The Volt battery for the Chevrolet Volt over in North America looks like about a $15,000 battery. Over time, that may come down drastically, but the question is how much time. A vehicle with a smaller battery is still going to be a very expensive technology. The challenge is figuring out a way to fill in that gap. People have an expectation for how much they pay for a vehicle right now. They have a goal and hope and a dream to drive an electric vehicle, but are they willing to pay for that differential? And over the next decade or so, that's going to probably be a pretty big differential.
One solution is that instead of buying the battery outright, consumers lease it, sidestepping the initial outlay, and instead making maybe monthly payments. It's a concept that some governments are looking at, and the carmaker Renault-Nissan. And one visionary businessman in the US is even talking about a battery subscription service, similar to that for mobile phones.